children crying.
One love.
Hear the children crying.
One heart.
Saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel with me to make sense of what is truly quite an argument, quite an attack by the Trump administration filed today against Judge Boasberg. Judge Boasberg is the first district court judge who gave the Trump administration an unequivocally clear order to turn around three planes full of migrants that were headed by way of Venezuela to El Salvador, effectively abducting people without due process. A process, a policy that Judge Boasberg later found to be in violation of the Constitution's guarantee of that due process. Of course, what we found out in the days following that particular ruling by Judge Boasberg back on March 15th was that, in fact, again, the Trump administration did not follow the court's order, flouting the authority of an entire branch of government, our judicial branch of government. Well, in the hours following that, it became clear that that violation of the court order had occurred. In fact, Judge Boasberg has convened further hearings in the months subsequent to that to effectively conclude that there is sufficient evidence to believe that the Trump administration engaged in contempt of court. That would be quite a serious matter. The ethics complaint filed today to the chief judge of the court where Judge Boasberg sits alleges that by raising concerns about a potential constitutional crisis, private comments at a private, not open to the public judicial conference with other members of Article III, that he was attempting to influence the outcome of that case. Of course, there are other courts that later also issued orders that the Trump administration is being investigated for flouting as well, so it's not constrained to Judge Boasberg. Well, here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone in the country that knows anything about the law was talking about said constitutional crisis. So let's take a listen to one such person, me, talking about exactly that thing in the days following the problem that occurred, the ruling from Judge Boasberg and the Trump administration's failure to comply with that ruling. This is me on this very program on March 18th.
We're having a big conversation this afternoon because in this lawyer's opinion, Donald Trump has now plunged us into a very real constitutional crisis. He has initiated a coup, and he did so over the weekend. The coup has been happening, but I think now it's not debatable. He may be an elected president, but a president's powers are limited. He is not a king. In America, the law is king. And the law, our Constitution, has some limits to a president's authority. And the branch of government that often decides where those lines are is the judiciary, is the judicial branch. But Donald Trump and his minions have been saying for quite some time that they don't care what the judiciary says. And in fact, his immigration czar, Tom Homan, yes, that Mensa member, said over the weekend, I don't care what the judges think. Excuse me, this was Monday on a Fox News interview. I don't care what the judges think. That's what he had to say.
Absolutely incredible. The words constitutional crisis, a slow-moving coup, all being discussed. That's why this is such a nothing burger. So just to, again, put the context together, this was a private judicial conference. The comments made are private. The memorandum upon which allegedly the Trump administration's complaint about Boasberg is based is also a private memorandum. It is simply a summary of the proceedings, the topics that were discussed. And of course, my point in playing back what I said in the days following this constitutional catastrophe was that everyone's talking about this. It's not like Boasberg was saying something that the judges were unaware of might have been a problem. And Jim, before we got on the air, you were making a really important point that harkens back to some very memorable lines of William Shakespeare.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to go after, want to undermine Das protests too much. It's from Hamlet, right?
Yes.
And if you read this document, there's plenty to pull out of this document to throw in headlines and assume that it's somehow got some credibility to it. Several times, I stopped counting. The author of this, who is the chief of staff there at the Department of Justice for the Office of Attorney General, repeats, "We have always followed court orders. We've always been consistent with doing this." And of course, the Attorney General herself has said, "These are judges without power," just the opposite. "Methinks thou dost protest too much. This is going nowhere. Let's predict, Maggie, that aside from the headlines today, nothing else happening with this. This will be dismissed fairly summarily by the chief judge."
Of course it will be. And so why? Why would the DOJ do this and then, of course, post about it on X? It's to confuse and mislead.
Absolutely.
And misdirect you. When we come back, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez discussing her run for the governor's mansion in 2026. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.